Welcome to 305 Radio, a Miami podcast. My name is Struck.
And I'm Draymond.
And for today's episode, we have a special guest. This man does a couple, you got your hands in like an octopus all over a lot of things, man.
I juggle.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Gene Salas. I'm an OG barber from back in the 90s that has, I guess, evolved to become a podcaster. But that was not planned.
It wasn't planned. It just happened.
It's like everything in my life just happened.
So take us back and tell us exactly when it happened, how it happened, just your roots, your background, nationality, and what ties you to Miami.
What ties me to Miami is, of course, I'm Colombian. So I was born in Colombia, and then we came to Miami in the early 80s. Say I would say 85, 86, making me 6 years old.
So tell me how you created the Barber Club.
The KOS Barber Club podcast. I created that like sporadically with a client of mine. His name is Roger from Creative Currency. Him and I were always discussing religion because he's Christian and I'm more about Christ consciousness. So he believes in the scriptures, the biblical text and everything. And I believe more in like hieroglyphs and tablets and things of that nature. Not saying that he's right and I'm right or he's wrong and I'm wrong. It was just exchanging information, which is something that people did back in the days, you know? They would discuss things. They used to discuss face to face and actually have an educated conversation. And we would do these things every time he came in for a service. So one day he goes, Gene, you should start a podcast. And I'm like, what's a podcast? He told me, oh, the thing that Joe Rogan does. I'm like, oh, that's a podcast? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I thought he was just talking shit. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. That's just what he does.
But he's like, but the thing is, you could reach a lot of people. So keep that in mind for what I go next. So that day I went home and I told my girl, hey, man, what do you think about me starting a podcast? And she asked me the same thing. She's like, podcast? What's a podcast? We looked into it. I was like, okay, maybe. That same night we watched Sound of Freedom. Have you seen that movie?
No.
You haven't seen Sound of Freedom? That's the movie about the child trafficking case it was in Colombia that they went and they arrested a whole bunch of people because they were following the trail of where all the kids were getting kidnapped and taken to. Long story short, that movie really touched my girl, and she was crying at the end. And she's like, "Gene, we got to do something. We got to help these kids." I'm like, "How are you gonna help the kids? You know?
How are you gonna help?
Like, we're just here in Miami." She's like, "Oh, let's go to California and let's help them." Because this is when you would see the images of the kids in the cage with the metal blankets. And I'm like, "Look, Amanda, that's my girl's name. If we go over there, we're not going to be helping them. We're going to be helping the government because they're going to help tell us, go pass out blankets or, you know, and I don't want to show that type of support." I go, the only way that you could help anybody or help the future is giving them the knowledge. And then we became aware of like the things that were going on. So I wanted to spread that knowledge at the time. That was the idea. So then I went back to Roger and I said, yo, what if I start a podcast about knowledge, you know? And then he's like, okay, cool. Yeah, you could do those things. So then I came up with the KOS, which is knowledge of self. Because the only way you can help others is if you help yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know yourself or know about self, there's no way you could understand someone's pain or even be able to give them good guidance or wisdom. So I'm like, yo, you know what? Let me get successful people. So-called successful people or people that I believe have a good energy within their soul or spirit and share their story. That way, if somebody's having a hard time in life or in business or just doesn't understand certain things, these people that are successful are going to be able to share their upbringings from the conscious thought, which is the first thought that you remember, to now. Like everything you've learned, share it. Share
pretty
it.
Much.
And then anybody can listen to one little gem. It's like Tupac said, I'm not going to save the world. What I'm going to do is spark the mind of the person that will. So when he said that sparked my mind. So you put all that together and that's KOS.
That's dope.
And that's the way I could help, you know?
It's your contribution.
I'm not even doing it to be monetizing or none of that. I just want to do it like, okay, if I can help somebody understand how to get to a better place, that person will be in a better place. And then that person can put his family and others in a better place to be better. And then it just keeps spreading.
Did you have someone in your life that was that did the same with you, that always questioned you just to be able to elevate you,
yeah,
always wanted the best for you like that?
Myself. I was always
shout out to me.
You gotta
all the work.
You guys
shout out to me.
Let me try to put. It's not even like that. It's not being like egocentric. It's being like.
No, but wait. Let me talk about me.
It was. I grew up in Miami Beach, Florida, in a little efficiency, while my mother worked 12 to 14 hours a day. Right.
Yeah.
And I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and she used to tell me just
don't
answer the phone, don't answer the door. I'll be back. And then, like I said, sometimes I'll turn on the lights. There's no lights. Sometimes I'll turn on the TV. There's no TV. This is antenna time. This is like I had to stand there and hold it just to see like a little static.
Get some foil.
Yeah.
So what did I have a lot of to think? I had a lot to think. So, of course, once I started going to friends' house and seeing a different atmosphere, seeing different housing, I was like, damn, this is different. So I would feel, of course, a little depressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I would watch like G.I. Joe's.
Nice.
And then I would watch cartoons and things of that nature, and they're like, oh, and then I remember like it was yesterday, like knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
And then I would see different things and read books, and of course my mom would make me read encyclopedias, so my mind started working. And then I would always speak to myself like, yo, don't worry about it, you know, like you're gonna get to a better place, you're gonna be able to do this. And all, it sounds crazy, but all the little bumper stickers, all the posters that you see in school, like like I thought about every single one of those things. And I was like, how do I get to that? How do I get to that? So I was always my like number one cheerleader in a way, you know? Like
self-motivator.
Self-motivator.
And it was, and it just seems like it was out of real necessity, out of just sheer curiosity.
Survival, yeah.
Yeah, you're just, you have to have it.
I wouldn't call it survival because it wasn't that deep, but it was knowledge of self, like a spark that I was like conscious and I was able to convince myself that, yo, there's better, there's land over there. Just keep swimming.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Of course. That's wild. I like it.
Extremely wild, but it worked, man. And
I mean, and I love the show. I love the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I love the podcast. I think.
Yeah, you guys are coming
Everybody
on.
Everybody likes the podcast.
You guys are coming on. You guys are coming on. Don't worry. Right. I'm gonna come with some really good questions.
I'm ready for that, man. I mean, and you know, you're really gaining a lot of speed with this. So congratulations on your success.
Well, you've had a lot of petty hitters.
Our success. Our success. Yeah, man, because I don't really look too far ahead. You know, I kind of just like play it by ear and I listen to my intuition, which we talk about in the podcast all the time. Intuition to me was something that saved my life several times. I was talking yesterday at dinner with my daughter. We were eating over a nice steak because I took her out for her birthday celebration, that it took a while because she wanted a party with her friends first. And then I was the last one to be able to take her out. We took her out and we were telling her, like, there's times in life that you have to listen to that no matter what.
Facts.
Like, I even told her, look, I've jumped out of moving cars because I don't want to go where they're going. I've been in situations where I just have to leave the premises because I've experienced at a young age a lot of crazy things that I've seen. So once I feel that feeling that I felt while I was in that crazy situation, I leave, because I believe that our temple, our body, is an antenna to consciousness. Because when we breathe in consciousness. That's why when somebody chokes you out, you lose consciousness.
Correct.
So all day, every day, we're obtaining information. We're gaining. We don't see it the same way that a dog could hear a very low frequency, and we can't. Our body can feel a frequency, and we've never been taught this as kids, and you could be taught at with it. Back in the days, I believe they were called Jedis, the people that really connected themselves to that. I like to believe that because I have done that. So intuition is something that I'm really, really, really passionate about, and I want to get through to everybody, like, listen to your intuition. And by listening to my intuition, it got me here sitting down with you people, you know what I'm saying?
That's good intuition, bro. Talk about, like, so you said Jedi's, like, are we talking in the Force here?
Well, it's written, there's a tablet. Again, I'm not saying this is real, this is true, it's just my story that I believe because it's more fun than what they're telling us is true. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like, I also agree that there's certain things that are written that are true, but I also believe that there's stuff that are written to kind of manipulate and redirect society, in a sense, and keep everybody organized. But I'm a child of chaos. I like to go to the unknown and come back with the information. You know what I mean?
I'm a child of chaos.
You're the guinea pig.
That's me, man, because I've always been like, okay, what else? Like, you know what I'm saying? And And then Will Smith said it the other day that I was like, damn, man, that's exactly, he worded it better. But there's people that have like rock bottom, and then there's people that have top bottom, which means the people that have everything, gone everywhere, have no need, have no want, but they've experienced everything, like now what?
Que mas?
Yeah. I mean, and that would happen to someone like Will Smith too. You think about it, a guy that has opportunity to look at those opportunities. And then it has to be a moment where you just like...
Yeah, and he smacked some guy in front of... Imagine how crazy it's got to be.
He's done it all.
Yeah, but ironically, you know? Now, ironically enough that we bring it, that we're talking about the slap, right? That you bring up the slap. In the 50s, that was a scene for the Oscars. It was pre-planned. So that makes you question, was that pre-planned?
Probably.
And just played off because, bro, no one shut up for months about it.
But you're right. You're 100% right. I've read that, too. I looked into that, too. And what I thought about that was, okay, if you're spiritual and there's a God, it was all pre-planned. So are
we everything's pre-planned. But then in this case, it would be the pre-planned was
of a
pre-planned.
Plan.
Because of that plan
with
was
an
pre-planned.
Execution, right?
And it was executed as pre-planned.
I don't know, man. All I know is that that guy spoke of that, and it struck a nerve, and I was like, you know what? He's right. There's no end. It's kind of like those video games that you just keep playing until it breaks or whatever, and then you never get to the end.
Snake.
There you go. You remember that? I used to love that game. Tetris and Snake. Those are the ones.
I'm telling you, Tetris and Snake. I'm with you 100%.
So I'm going to use quotes for this. You put the collection of wisdom on the science of everything in life.
Yeah.
You've created this platform for our city, for our community, and you wanted to be able to touch and inspire others that are listening on the other end. But after this experience, what is the best thing that you've gathered from all of this? Up until now.
Doubt. I've gathered a lot of doubt.
Doubt of?
Like, doubt of everything.
You doubt or?
Doubt of everything. The more I hear people's story, we all have the same story, just in different chapters in their life. But I gained doubt because I thought I knew. But all I know is that we don't know.
Nobody knows.
And if anybody tells you they know, that's a suspect person. Because it's like, dude, trust me, bro, I know. I was like, dude, you don't know shit.
Nobody knows.
Hence, I don't trust you.
It's not even about trust. It's about understanding that, dude, we've never been told history correctly. It's been told foul. Everything that we get in education has been edited.
Facts.
And it's been made to control.
Así que nadie sabe nada. No, I mean,
history is written by the victor.
You get the smartest person in Harvard and drop him in the Sierra Desert and see how smart he is. Take a person to the jungle. Let him see it. Let's see how smart you are. Now, you take somebody from the hood and you drop them off in Medellin.
He'll probably do a little better.
But hold on. Let's be fair here. You dropped off these business types in the Amazon and in the Sahara. But the guy from the hood, you dropped him off
in Medellin.
Babu, what happened?
I had to go continent.
Those variables.
I mean, I had to go to continent.
Is it a punishment?
All I'm saying is we don't know, man. We don't know. And if you live life with the fact that we don't know, I think you'll understand everything a little bit better. Because I tried. I tried for years to understand it and be part of it. I went to college. I went all the way. I got a bachelor's. And I got a job getting paid a lot of money. But I was driving all day, like that movie. What's the movie with the one that he gets out the car with a bat and he starts beating everybody up? Douglas. What's his name?
I was just talking about this movie right now.
That movie changed my mind, right? So now when I was stuck in traffic going to work, I'm looking around. I'm like, what am I doing? I would get to work. The sun is just barely peeking out, right? And then I would leave work and it's about to set. And I was in traffic, and then I would get home and I was like, what am I doing?
This isn't life.
This is the beginning of his super villain story.
And I never stopped cutting hair. So I was always working 9 to 4 because I would not take a lunch break to leave early so I could go to the shop and cut from 6 to 10.
He almost snapped.
And if I wouldn't have done that, I don't know where I would be, because my 6 to 10 was way better than my 9 to 4. Way better. And I'm talking about like having fun, talking, knowledge, sharing information with friends, learning what's going on in the city, being part of the city, understanding that, oh man, we're gonna open this now, we're gonna do this now. Oh, my wife, my husband, like whatever it was, you know, people would always share information, and that's what I love about a barbershop.
And you know, the thing about barbers is that you're loyal to your barber. There's a sense of loyalty to your barber.
Yeah, it's a friendship.
You experience that. And it's like, Dre, I don't know how women, if they're loyal to their stylist.
It's the same if they're good.
Well, the culture in going to a barbershop.
You look forward to going.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean,
barbershop is a place for the community, right?
Yeah.
A place for friendship, a place for knowledge, pretty much, if you are searching and looking for it.
Correct.
If you're not, you're just going there to cut and you don't really care, then you're a different type of person.
But tell me more about the barbershop. Let's get into detail, the setting.
Depends on I was very lucky to like have intuition at that point in time when I chose where to go and who to cut with, because when you purchase a barbershop, you purchase chairs, mirrors, lights, right?
Who are you going to put in there?
Who you put in there was correct. What makes the barbershop. I didn't know that at an early age, but I never wanted, it's like when you're getting picked, selected for a team, or you're going to go pick for a team, you choose what team you want.
You want a good lineup,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I always try to go to the shops that I believed had a good lineup. That's a good one. And I would go and I would try to observe and see what they were doing. And I was like, yeah, I could do this. So one day I had gotten in trouble. My license got suspended. I had to walk everywhere, and I was walking, and I remember looking at the barbershop, and I was like, I'm going to go work at the barbershop. Because I still knew how to cut hair, but I always just cut my friend's hair. I was like, I'm going to take it to another level. I wasn't afraid. I was curious. I was like, let me see if I could do this. Mm-hmm. And I took that chance. And because of that chance, I said, you know what? I could probably do the college thing. So I did the college thing. You know what?
Yeah.
I always, after that one move that I took, that one step, I understand, all right, once I take that one step, follow the momentum, choose your surroundings, understand that you don't know nothing, you just learn and observe and keep moving. And every opportunity you get, try to make the best of it and be loyal. Because this industry, this game, and the barber game, not a lot of people are loyal.
This life in itself.
I mean, yeah. But barbershops, there's always like, there's so many of them.
And I mean,
now there's so
when
many
I was
of them.
When I was coming up, that was early 2000s, say 2001, there wasn't that many barbershops that were good with good barbers. So back in those days, if you were a barber, you had to be elite because there was.
Yeah, people knew about you.
Yeah, there wasn't 10, 15 every block. There was one every like 20, 30 miles. So in that shop, you could only fit 10 people. So in a 20-mile, 30-mile radius, the best barbers were there.
And that's the beauty of that.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so.
Not so much.
I went to that barbershop, and then sporadically one day, some lady from Andy's, the clipper company, Andy's, came in and said, hey, we're doing a competition for designs. Is anybody in here interested in joining? I knew how to do designs, but I was like, I'm not interested in joining.
But you joined?
No, the owner of the shop put me in.
But you do a lot of designs.
I'm saying.
Yeah, though. I was the guy for designs. Me and another guy, that barber that was there, two of us were designs, and all the kids would come to us. And okay. I did it for fun, because like I said, I was always into the arts, and I always drew. So the owner of the shop put me into, he paid the $50 registration fee to take me there. It was at the Fontainebleau to battle.
Dope.
And I won it.
I was like a gladiator. You're like you, but yeah.
It was
jump in the ring.
It was just like, yeah, jump in. And I was like, all right, bet. I don't know if I'm going to win or not, but I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And there was a good lesson in my life in that situation, because he paid for my entry fee, took me to the hotel, which was the Fontainebleau. They had it, a battle there. The battle got made. I won the battle. Mm-hmm. So I won like $1,400, and I won a bunch of free. Yeah, man, at that time it was great. But what ended up happening was that I don't know who put the name of the barbershop that I worked at as the recipient of the checks.
No.
But under the checks, they had my name. So I received one check to my address, my name, and then the other one went to the shop. But I never knew about the one that went to the shop. Until one day I went in and the owner's like, hey, man, your check came in. I was like, oh, cool. Let's go get the money. Let's go. He goes, I'll go with you, because you had to take it to a specific bank. So we took it to the bank. As I'm walking into the bank, I'm looking at the teller, and the owner of the shop is behind me. The teller looks at the owner and says, oh, you found him. And I was like, what? And then she's like, oh, yeah, you know, because we can't give you the money unless the recipient name is here. And I looked at him and I was like, you try to cash it? and he's like, yeah, I got it. And I just came to get it. And then, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, this guy tried to yank me for my money, man.
It's time for me to go somewhere else.
So that situation escalated very ugly. And I said, yo, I'm out. But it just so happened that I had a friend of mine that passed away. And I want to shout him out, Kevin Blanco, one of the best barbers I know, one of the best people that I've ever met. He told me, Gene, don't worry about that. Come over here to Choppers. And it was in Westchester. And he's like, my boy just opened up a shop. He's dope, which is Javi Hernandez. He has a Grooming Barbershop now. And he told me to come and cut with them. And then we started a team from scratch. But the team was made out of, like, me, Kevin, another barber named Edgar, and Javi. And these are high caliber barbers that could dish out maybe 20, 30 cuts a day. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it just started growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And we got to be a really popular barbershop, got a lot of clientele. And then I decided, yo, I want more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The same feeling that I got that, okay, I want to go do this because I want freedom.
Yeah.
Now I got the freedom. Now what?
It's time to evolve again.
It's time to evolve. And that's when I went to a shop that looks a little bit more high and a little bit price range is higher. And I was like, I could do this, you know, because I was always very much a student of the barber game. So I learned about the hot towel shaves. I learned about different conditionings. I learned about styling. I learned about the classic look, which back in the early 2000s, the classic look wasn't even a thing. Mm-hmm. It was two in a skin with a part and a design like Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
And then I started learning about that, and I went to a shop that focused on that. And classic was the main word that was on the shop's name, so it was classic. So once I went to that, I started doing that, and I haven't looked back since. You know what I'm saying?
Master Barber.
Always looking.
Master Barber.
And I want to ask, it's good you guys said master, because there is no Master Barber.
Who's the master?
There is no Master Barber. Like anything in life, what is it, 10 to 15 years of practice, you should be a master?
Facts.
I've been in it since I was 15. That makes it 30 years of practice.
Facts.
So, yeah.
But you don't know anything, so whatever.
Master Gene.
We don't know anything.
Master Gene.
So you said that you don't really look forward to the future too much. You just kind of go with the flow. But what do you think is in store for Gene, for the barbershop, for the club in the near future? And what do you see it getting to?
Like I said, I don't know. Because you could have a plan. And this is the thing, that people have plans. People have, like, set goals. Like, I'm going to do this. And it's like, life is so...
Life will tell you no, you're not,
life,
right?
Is so powerful that at any moment it could change. So for you to be, like, adamant about, like, this is exactly what I'm going to do, it's like, nah. The way I think, what I believe is, like, if I listen to my intuition, if I use my moral compass and I try to stay out of the negative world for as long as I possibly can, I think the world would open up and life will evolve. But do I want to get to a certain number of money? No, I don't really care. It's only paper. Do I want to get to a stature in life? No, because I know a lot of people that are wealthy and have high stature that are miserable, because my clientele, it goes from millionaire clientele to like a bus driver.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm having blue collar to like stockbroker geniuses.
You're having these deep conversations with them.
Yes.
Because that's the thing about a barbershop. When you go, and I mean, it doesn't really matter in this case. In this case, the context would be, doesn't matter which place the barbershop is at. That relationship with the barber is untouched. And who else are you going to talk about?
All of those things.
Space, time, relationships, sports, and everything else in between with.
Dude, as the more I gain, like, I call it supreme clientele. The more supreme clientele I get, the more I start learning about life. And, like, perfect example. I had a client come in, and the client was an accountant, but he wasn't a regular accountant. He was an accountant for a company that worked with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And when I say with, is because the company was owned by a gentleman that he owned several acres of land in Texas that had an aquifer in the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. He bought this because he was a survivalist. So this guy obtained money on some business deal, bought a whole bunch of land in Texas, and sat on it. One day he was traveling from California to Las Vegas, and he saw the windmills that generate energy. And he started thinking, damn, I wonder how much it costs to get one of those. I wonder if I could use my land to put these windmills.
Yeah.
And then he started researching it, and then he found out that the government was trying to buy energy. Why do they need energy? For AI.
Of course, the data centers.
But the thing, the problem that they're having with AI is that the computers heat up.
Yeah, they're taking too much energy.
Too much energy, so they heat up. So they need water. It's almost like 80-something gallons of water per minute or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So this guy has an aquifer. He has land. He could put the windmills, generate energy, have it there. So he made a deal with the U.S. government. He made a deal with the windmill company that he's the only one that could buy windmills for the next 3 years. He's going to buy those windmills. He's going to put them on his land. He's going to get the aquifer water to
lease them out.
So he leased out his old land plus the windmill to the government of the United States for AI. That's the only thing that's stopping AI from being dominant. I would have never learned this if that client would not have sat on my chair.
Yeah, but I mean, it's already dominating.
No, but this is the thing you have. This is the thing you have to understand. Us in the society, we get fed little by little.
Yeah, we don't know that kind of inside info. Yeah.
For instance, the cell phone, GPS. This was a technology that the U.S. government had years before it was given to us.
Yeah.
And why? Because Ronald Reagan signed a treaty and said, "Yeah, you know what? Let's give it to them." And then why they do that? Because they want to be able to do what they do now, know everything about us.
They're watching.
So always watching. With that said, they just gave us AI. How long you think AI has been?
Quite some time.
Exactly. So everything we've used to watch and see on TV, was that real?
Well, if you believe in Tartarians.
Was that real? Think about it.
What was real?
Think about it. Was that real? Like everything we've watched on TV before we knew AI could manipulate reality.
I mean,
think about it.
Growing up, I didn't think we would have like smartphones, you know?
Well, no one knew we were going to have beepers.
Dude, I remember I remember watching Dick Tracy and he had he was talking.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, wow. Now I'm like, oh, that was whack.
Talk about, bro, listen, Star
like
Trek.
A bootleg watch.
You have Star Trek and you have people like the video game is our glasses.
Oh, the VRs? Have you tried it?
No, VR is dope.
Yeah, I've tried it.
People hurt themselves trying.
Yeah, but that's because they're wild. They're wilding out.
I started boxing and I took it pretty seriously, bro. And I almost got hurt.
Isn't it fun though, right?
Of course. Part 2? It brought me back to Normandy, 7-1.
No, there's the boxing game part 2 is fucking awesome.
I haven't done part 2. After that one experience that I almost killed myself.
That was enough.
Listen.
Dude, I swung so hard that I lost balance and everything. It was crazy. It was crazy.
It's awesome.
Sounds fun.
And I tell you, like with AI and all that stuff coming up, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think AI could have a consciousness?
I think we are in that world of consciousness, but we don't know what consciousness means because we've never been taught correctly from the beginning. Perfect example. Imagine you go to middle school, let's say middle school, and your third period class is love. Mm-hmm. Let's learn about love. You don't think your life would be better?
I don't know. I had algebra, and I don't use it.
Love all serve.
Love, everybody uses. Or let's empathy. Let's study. Empathy, let's love. Study empathy.
I do agree. I do agree.
Or let's my favorite subject, intuition. Let's follow intuition. Let's have a class about intuition. You don't think you'll be a different person? I know I would be.
Facts.
Because you're learning. Like, you don't learn, and then like your parents are supposed to teach you. And our parents came from my mom was working all the time. She didn't know anything about nothing. That's probably why I think she was always pushing me to learn. Read this encyclopedia. And she did the smartest thing, and I thank her to this day for it. She used to make me read those encyclopedias. Even though the day that I got it, it was a Christmas gift, and I thought I was getting a computer, y'all. And I opened it, and it's a fucking box full of books.
A whole bunch of books. A through Z, baby.
And they were organized in A through Z.
Yeah.
This is the memory of the computer.
Dude, and my mom.
Books were heavy, too.
My mom used to be like, yo, you got what in a fight? Okay, you're reading A to B. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
I had to read the whole thing, and she would ask me about it. And it was a good like time between me and my mom, because I never really spent a lot of time with her. Mm-hmm. But the time I did, it was crazy, because I was punished. I had to explain to her everything I learned in the books. So she was kind of learning for me. And then one thing I never remember, I remember it was her and me in the house with candles on, and I'm reading to her what I learned that day. The lights were off, obviously, because she was late paying the light bill. And those are one of my favorite times, memories in my life.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling her, like, Mom, did you know that gorillas run in packs? Like a family. She's like, de mi hijo de verdad? I was like, yeah. And it was in candlelight in a little apartment on the beach, just me and her talking for like an hour or two about what I learned that day.
Being present makes such
you don't
a
need
difference.
Much, man. You don't need
you just
much.
Just have
in life.
To be present.
You don't need
Speaking
much.
Speaking of that, let's get into how you balance everything that you're doing and everything that you're working on with family.
Love. I didn't know about love until I met my wife. When I met her, I understood what love was because I was a person that was jaded before I knew what jaded was. I was a person that was afraid that didn't have fear. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense. I was afraid of everything that could be good because I knew it would either fail, crack, break, because that's all I experienced. But she showed me a different path. Like, you know when a friend tells you, like, yo, chill out.
Yeah.
And you're
it's not
like
that.
If you know a person and you care for them and you respect them, when they tell you, yo, chill out, and you'll be like, okay, well, you know. And yeah. I had that feeling within of respecting her. So when she would tell me sometimes, like, chill out, I'd be like, all right, let me listen to her. Let me see what she has to say.
Let me chill out.
One of the most caring, loving persons that I've ever met. I've told her, I go, look, because of you is why I believe in love.
Okay.
Because before her, I never really believed in love. I thought I did. You know what I'm saying?
You think you know, but you don't know anything.
We don't know nothing. But the little bit that I know, I learned from her. You know what I'm saying?
That is dope.
Shout out to Amanda. She's great.
Awesome. Are there any words that you want to leave our audience with?
Yeah, listen to 305 Radio.
That's
right. What's up.
I've always told Struck, I was like, yo, man, this is cool. I love the fact that you're making this work and you're doing what you got to do and you're pushing. And I'm all about artist fellowship.
Yeah, man.
If you're an artist, don't hate on another artist because it's whack, simple.
You know what's crazy? Like, you go to a lot of the local events, you're there.
I always been because you're that's where
there.
The love
you,
is.
You support the community. And when you look at, I was just having this conversation yesterday with someone, which is, When you're in the community and you notice that a lot of the artists aren't really mingling with the right people, like no one's really compartiendo, no one's trying to
connecting, and the thing is
it goes back into like what we always talk about, like the crabs in the barrel mentality. Like there's a lot of pride involved, and then
is it pride or is it ego?
Pride, ego,
or is it doubt?
You're
doubt.
Oh, that could be a big one too.
I think
that's a deep. We should take a deep dive into
that.
Like, let's go. I'm down.
But I mean, like, what? Imagine we have to ask an artist. We like. So, do you really feel like this?
The thing, an artist. I believe an artist's mind is sporadic, because the sporadic mind and the thought and the interpretation of the thought to put it down on a paper, on a painting, on a verse, it's sporadic. So it's a connection to the source in the moment. So to ask how they really feel is.
That
yeah, but
change,
I mean, yeah. So I mean, I'm speaking in the sense of if an artist is trying to blow up, trying to gain some traction, trying to just build on their artistry, and build within their community. The problem is that you don't have the community support. You may have a few people supporting you, but everyone's gatekeeping their skill set to be able to help.
Give me an example.
Elevate.
Give me an example.
So you'll have artists that they meet an upcoming artist, and the upcoming artist needs a studio.
Ah, and then they're
like, nah, but this. But I mean that you can because think about that in all.
It's $200 an hour.
You're talking about the business side, right?
Yeah.
Think about it, man.
And that's changed. I think, and that's why I think it's changed a little bit.
I don't know if it's changed because I never was around when it was how you're describing it. But I've always been around that. If you're good at something, you do your thing, and then you try to be the best. And then there's other crews, and then they try to be the best. And I hate to say this, man, but a lot of people shit talk about each other. And then when they're in person, it's been talked about.
Nothing is said.
You know why? Because
we've been
in a city where there's different little sections. And Miami's young, man. Miami's not an old city. I remember coming here in the 80s, and Miami was nothing like this.
No.
Nothing
at all.
I told Paul from Drink Champ, from Drink Champ Sports, I went to Kendall and I was like, yo, because I used to play soccer. So the first time I went out there to play, I was like, yo, this is
Like, what is it?
Kendall had an ending.
The people are living amazing here. Like, they have townhouses, they have houses, they have Hondas. I remember thinking to myself, they have Hondas and Nissans. Look, oh, they have a Celica. Look at that. I was like, wow. Because back in my hood, it was like old school Buicks. You know what I'm saying? The old school ones that you have to. That was my upbringing, and little CRXs like that.
Were you around during the bass era?
Yeah, I used to booty dance and battle.
You were a battling booty dancer?
No, I was drunk.
Not a B-boy.
I was I was drunk, and then after the booty was the break dancing. The way I saw it was like, look at all these dudes break dancing. And I'm like, look at all those girls booty dancing.
There you go.
I'm going to go over there.
So I'm going to be like, yo, if you guys battle, I'm going to be back in a little bit. And I will go booty dance because I was all about the attention of the females, man. It attracted me and it was fun.
Helping the community.
Helping the community as best as I could.
It was a different time.
It was a great time. It was awesome. The 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s.
If only we could bring it back.
Bring back oxygen.
Oxygen.
But if we bring it back, we'll have a different world now. I don't know. I don't know if I want that. I like the world the way it is.
I mean, but is it because of we're older and wiser, or because
we're not wiser? Because we still don't know shit. That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, yo, you don't know nothing.
Yeah, the world is.
If you
changed.
Memorize, like, for instance, I always give this example. Einstein blew up because he changed the math in science, and he was granted, you're the genius. You're the smartest man in the world. So before him, everybody thought differently. He's the one that mathematically said, look, everybody's wrong.
Yeah.
Talking about.
And everybody triple checked it and, oh, shit, and Einstein's the smartest. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's coming soon when somebody's going to come
gonna
and
come
say,
check us.
You guys are all wrong. And then we're going to be like, damn it.
I mean, but I kind of look forward to that.
Do you?
Enough.
Okay. Yeah. It's time.
Okay, religion. Religion's going to go bye-bye. You know that, right?
It won't.
The religions. Religions are man-made.
Yeah, but that doesn't change. But they won't go bye-bye.
This for is another show, guys.
That's a whole different thing. But religion will never go away.
One more?
I'm good.
I don't know, man. Religion to me is exactly what it is, a religion. I don't pledge allegiance to nothing.
Wait, but religion. So that, I mean, what was the first legion?
Exactly. Like I always tell people, because God created the planets and the earth. Okay, what did he do before that? I want to know what he did before that. But nobody ever speaks of that. It's like a beginning, and then we're going to an end. Like, no. Like, I want to know before.
There's more to it, right?
There has to be. Dude.
But who's qualified to give that answer?
That's nobody. Exactly why I say there is nobody. No one qualified to give the truth.
We're waiting whenever they come to tell us the truth.
We're still looking at triangles,
you
pyramids,
have a seat open
saying,
at 305.
How'd you do it?
But I believe that we're getting to a place where we're going to understand.
We're waking up, they say.
Not wake up, understanding. Because you could wake up and still not understand. Because I asked that question in the podcast, like, knowing or understanding? Which one's more important?
But wouldn't you understand if you knew?
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So it's like what I understand is what I know. And what I know, I have to understand it. So it's like... And what we understand is not reality because it's been altered. So we don't know nothing because everything's been altered. And the people that are adamant about, I know this, you're crazy. You're dismissive. And if you're dismissive, that means you're controlled. And if you're controlled, that means you're part of the system.
Brainwashed.
And if you're brainwashed, you're not part of the reality of life. Like, perfect example. Sorry to go on a blower because this wine's fine.
Keep going.
It is a fine wine. Shout out to whatever that is.
Juggernaut Hillside Cabernet. Listen, I want to... Hey, promo. 305 Radio.
Hit us up.
I went to Sedona, Arizona. And I was... looking at beautiful sights, right? Mm-hmm. I was seeing everything, natives. And I was staying at this luxury, nice, because my wife always picks the best. I always tell her, you make the plan, I'll just pay for it. So it was amazing. And I'm looking and watching and everybody, people watching. All of a sudden, I see a Native American old lady, like 60-something. That's the maid, right?
Yeah.
And then I look around everywhere else and I see all white people having the times of their lives. And it made me think, like, this land is theirs. I'm here enjoying it. All these other Caucasians are having the time of their life. And the person that this land belongs to is right there cleaning us after us. Mm-hmm. I had a problem with that. You know what I mean?
So what did you do?
I took advantage of that moment and really had deep thoughts of like, you know what? Whatever comes from the question you asked, I'm just going to go with the flow and make the right decision according to my intuition, according to according to my moral compass, and just chill
out.
And not think like I know it all, because if you think you know it all, you're not going to get the message of any experience in life. That's just the way I think.
You know? That's a good way to put it. You kind of disconnect yourself from getting wrapped up.
Yeah, but people sometimes say, oh, you're an asshole, Gene. I'm like, okay, I'm an asshole. I mean, if that's what that is, yeah, that's what I am. Because I don't really listen to corporate people because you're corporate. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to politics because you're a politician. Like, I listen to people that are really in tune with art, because art is a free expression, and I think art is the purest expression of anything.
Facts.
When it comes to dancing, when it comes to singing, when it comes to barbering, it's an expression, right? And how you express it really indicates who you are as a person. Like, not what you say, what you do, because that is just things. But spiritually, if we could all connect spiritually and have a fear of disrespecting that spirit energy, then I think we'll be in a better place.
100%. To be continued. Dot. Where can we find you? Where can we find the podcast, the barbershop? Let us know where we can connect.
Well, I just opened a new studio, KOS Barber Club Studio. It's in Edgewater. I had it planned out for years. I was like, let me start this podcast, or let me start a movement, let me start a brand. And with that brand, I'll spawn out, right? So I created the KOS Barber Club podcast from my experiences, conversations that I experienced and had as a barber. So 20 plus years of communicating with the community, people of all statures, you know what I'm saying? Bus drivers, teachers, cops, politicians. Mm-hmm. I've discussed everything with anyone, and I obtained the most energy. And I want to give this message to everybody. When you speak to somebody, don't dismiss them. Always listen to what they have to say. The reason being for that is because you never know what they're going to say.
Facts.
You know, if you dismiss somebody, oh, this person is crazy, not cool, because I think everybody that is in power right now is kind of crazy. I don't see anybody in power that's conscious, because everybody in power is following suit. And if you follow suit, it's like the movie Star Wars, when you're just listening to Darth Vader because you know he's powerful. And that's not the way to do it. You got to
question everything,
know that you don't know nothing, and believe in your intuition, because your body is an antenna. That's the source. So when you cut yourself, ow. So your intuition tells you, yo, listen to the ow, and follow it. And even if you're wrong, when you listen to your intuition, you'll always be right.
Facts.
Even if you're wrong, you'll always be right.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Your intuition is your compass.
Yeah.
Your life compass.
Nobody really talks about it. It's like something that's like, oh, what is that? And I know what it is, because I've been communicating with self for a long time. And some people say it's crazy because they're dismissive. But the people that really listen to intuition could communicate with themselves, I believe, are connected to the source. And if you're spiritual, that's the whole goal.
Got to get connected to the source.
Whatever the source may be, man. Maybe the source is you. And maybe you doing that will get you to another level, another realm.
I am the battery. I am the charger.
So tell us your IG one more time.
Okay, it's at KOS Barber Club Podcast, and it's at @cuts_Gene, and it's at @Gene_CBJ. So you can find me in any of those. DM me if you want to come on the podcast. Of course, there's a long list, and I've been trying to get to everybody, but like I said, I listen to my intuition, also the energy that's brought from the artist, how you come about, how you speak, what you want to implement. You know what I'm saying? If you just want a platform, it's going to take a little bit more than that. You know, it's going to take more than that, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to like showcase true artists. Not saying that if I don't bring you on the podcast, you're not a true artist, but it's just not your time yet because of my intuition. And my intuition, like I said, might be good, might be bad. All I know is that we don't know.
And you got to be true to yourself.
And you got to be true to yourself.
Because we don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing.
Well, we know that we don't know.
I know that I know nothing. I know that much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, Gene, thank you. I'm glad you finally got on the show, bro.
Hell yeah. I want my t-shirt though.
Yeah, I'm gonna, even if I gotta print it up myself.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys. You guys are doing what you guys are doing. And I've always, like I said, I've always talked to Struck and been like, yo, man, this is awesome. I love what you're doing. 305 Radio, represent for the city, represent for the county. And let's be more artistic.
You too, though, you know?
I'm new to the game. You guys are OGs. You know what I'm saying?
My dude, you're doing great.
You came in with open arms from everybody in the community. We're all very happy to see.
And not only that, it's good to see someone that's involved, like goes to these shows, that partakes in the community.
You're out here, man.
He's out here. He's out here, kid. He's doing these things. And that's the thing. And I'm glad to see that you go, it's like, you got to be a part of the community.
Not as much lately because I've been, like, you get tired.
Thanks, man. Yeah, but that's
I was
life.
Gonna say, are your books open for your cuts? Nah, are you closed? What's
so,
up with that?
So this is my schedule. I wake up at 6. I'm at the shop by 8. I start cutting by 8:39. I finish by 7:38. Then I go home. I cook because I love to cook, and I chill with the fam as much as I can. And then I repeat. And then in between that, I put in a podcast. If I have to go support to an artist that I'm like, yo, this artist is really putting in good energy, let me go support. I try to fit it all in because at the end of the day, I believe that we're only here for a certain amount of time. And like, oh, I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't make it to a show, if I don't make it to a show, it's because I fell asleep on the couch. Like the other day, I was going to go to the Method Man show and I was dressed and I just sat there watching TV and I woke up at 3 a.m.
Happens to me all the time. Don't feel bad.
Fully dressed.
He's proud. He was probably about to get on stage.
Tickets and everything. And I was like, yo.
You probably had some wine before, huh?
Definitely has some wine for.
Gene, thank you once again. Let them know one more time where they can find you.
You can find me in the ether, man. You can find me wherever you look for the truth, because that's what I'm searching for as well. So if you're there, I'm there. So if you see me at a concert or you see me at a place, please come up. Yeah, there's several people that have come up to me and told me, yo, man, I love your podcast. I was like, that's dope. Because that gives me the fuel to keep doing this. Because at the end of the day, it starts feeling like a job.
Nah, you already started and I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. I won't stop. And I'm always going to shout out Roger from Creative Currency. He's a blessing, man. That guy really loves the art. He really expresses himself properly. He's a professional. He's Christian. And he's definitely a person that you would like to hire or be part of his crew to, like, create more content.
Dope. Or bring on to Roger. 305 Radio. Roger.
305 Radio next week. You guys are coming on, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. That's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a blast. especially if we're gonna go into a lot of knowledge yourself, bro. It's gonna be
But I don't want you guys like studying what you're gonna say.
We're gonna talk about aliens, we're gonna talk about everything.
Listen, if I gotta out myself,
305 doesn't talk about aliens. You guys don't talk about aliens?
We do sometimes, but the thing is,
you know what I believe?
It's a rabbit hole.
I think we're the aliens.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're not alone.
Never alone, especially when you close your eyes. Especially when you close your eyes, bro, you're not alone.
I'm with you. Damn, Gene.
And where can they find us?
I mean, wherever
the truth.
We're in a black
hole. We're in a black hole, somewhere in the ether of time and space.
What is that? I don't know.
But
they tell
there.
Us, I don't know if it's true.
It's a place that I know of, but I don't know if it's real.
Come to the dark side.
Well, if you want to find us, we're on all audio platforms from Spotify, Apple, Deezer.
Pandora.
Bro, we're on Pandora. How crazy.
You guys are
that?
On Pandora?
How wild is that? We're everywhere. What is it? DPS? I don't know what
every
people
extension.
Call it. We are in every audio platform. You can find us at 305 Radio, a Miami podcast about Miami, for Miami, for the world, for the universe, and for the people in other dimensions that are tuned in.
And this is not nothing new. They've been doing this for a minute. If you didn't know about it, then shame on you, man.
Well, nah, you know what? Every time I hear the word shame, I think Game of Thrones.
Shame. Shame. Yo, was that true or were they lying about that?
Yo, people really did that in medieval times. But there's a theory that medieval
the Iron
times
Maiden,
didn't even
the
happen.
The Iron Maiden existed. That's crazy.
Yo, no, but they're saying that medieval times didn't even happen.
Well, we don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, yeah, but...
Well, there's castles and stuff.
What does that mean?
Bro, how do we know that's not like someone's decorations? There's something,
you
wanna, I mean...
Okay.
Landowners.
Do we have time? Can I talk
about... We're going to do dinosaurs versus dragons.
Can I talk about castles?
Because I got to the letter K in the Encyclopedia. You guys, you want to know about that? Well, C. Sorry, not K. You want to know about castles?
Go.
They're not as luxurious, like luxury, as you believe they were.
They're terrible.
Castles were only used when outside. Check it. Castles were only used when there was war, because that was the safe point. Because you have to get into the
castle. Everybody get in, correct. Yeah.
But the king never really lived in the castle. When there was wartime, that's where the king and everybody went from that little
station. It's a battle station.
Exactly, and it wasn't luxurious, bro. It wasn't how they showed in TV that, no, it was not that.
We live in the best of times right now. Even Cleopatra, my mom says this to me all the time, Cleopatra had to hire some people to, like, fan her down with some palm leaves and stuff. Like, we have AC, we just hit a button.
But what if they had AC as well?
But they didn't.
How are they going to build a pyramid that nobody knows how to build and they're not going to have AC? That doesn't make sense to me.
Look at it.
I mean, I don't know.
How can you read the stars and chart them and know about continents without no AC?
Well, I mean, they had other ways of providing air ventilation and stuff, but it wasn't like us where we just.
But are you saying?
But these are These are the questions that I ask myself, because what they tell us is like we were like dumb and now we're smart and trust us because we got you there. So I was like, nah. You guys don't know shit.
You were smarter before. You made us dumber.
So what happens?
Pretty much.
Like AC determines.
All right. How do you live? How do you live to 300, 600, 700 years if you're not smart?
A shorter calendar.
You go read the Bible. Oh, Moses. Diet. Moses lived to 600.
Remove like 3 months from the calendar.
So are we being taught the time is different? Is it different, or did they have a technology that they lived a little bit longer?
Cool.
These are the things that you have to express.
Are we in a simulation? Is this real?
You think? What do you think, Neo? What do you think, Neo? Tell me.
What do I think? I call my dog Neo.
Should I take the blue or the red pill?
I would take them both. Like, if you would tell me in the early 2000s, red or blue, I'll take them both. Bah, at the same time. Trust me, man. I went there. It's funny you guys brought this up, because I talk to my friends now, and they were always like, Gene, you were right, man. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because at an early age, I was always into psychedelics, all right? So I was always telling them, like, yo, man, you have to, like, because I learned about mushrooms, and I understood that, okay, there's a network base underground. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. All the veins or the what
we've
do they call
Avatar.
It? No, yes, that's true. Do you know how mushrooms are made? Like poisonous mushrooms?
As a defense
mechanism to whatever goes on. So if there's a forest that's super quiet and all of a sudden a tree falls, the tree sends a signal and then they all become toxic. And then some of them kill some of them. Since we're human and we have a little bit more strength, we take them and we just go to Lala, man.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy, right?
And I mean, some of them, and I'm like, yeah.
We're doing shrooms next week. No, just
shrooms.
I've been far, far, far into that world, man.
Yeah.
And that when you come back, you start looking at things like,
You look at things differently, man.
Perception, man, because you don't see with your eyes. You understand? Like, a lot of people think you see with your eyes. Like, nah, you don't see with your eyes.
Yep. So one thing we didn't touch on is the KOS studio, a music studio. What kind of space is it?
It's a barber club. That's why I called KOS Barber Club Studio. Okay. So that was the plan from the beginning. I was like, yo, let me start the KOS Barber Club podcast so I could get attention, right?
Yeah.
And from that attention, I could help people. And by helping people, I would obtain the energy that I need to start a new venture with that same energy. So it's like I made this brand from like love, care, and consistency of knowledge, not knowing that I know it, but obtaining it. And then with that energy, just shift it a little bit, you know, like kind of like when you get to
you pivot a little bit.
And then there, I'm going to go to KOS Barber Club. And in the future, very near future, I'm going to open up the KOS Barber Club, which is an actual retail barbershop. Nice. And that barbershop is going to have kind of like a museum vibe.
Nice.
That you're going to learn about the city, you're going to learn about self, you're going to learn about different things. So when you walk in, you're going to be able to get a cut, or you'll be able to obtain some merch. You'll be able to do whatever you need to do because it's going to be a club. So
podcast.
Yes.
Some content.
Everything everywhere.
Everything and anything you need for the barber as an amenity to push their career forward.
Good.
Because all the barbershops here just want your cut, make money, pay me. I've never cared about money. Like, money to me is, every time I had a lot of money, I had a lot of problems.
Yeah, it happens.
Or a lot of
the more you have, the more problems.
Of decisions I had to make mm-hmm. that I didn't agree with, because you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain aspects of life that money, of course, helps.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, when I had a lot of money, I wasn't feeling that good. I was kind of like, you know, this is not what I want to do. So I cut the money, left the corporate life, went to a regular, normal, chill day-to-day, way happier.
Peace of mind?
I always had peace of mind because I never had doubt. I just, like I said, I like to go and then bring back the information.
Yeah.
So when I went to the corporate world, I was like, okay, this is what it is. And it's not like how they put in the movies, yo. It's not how
money
they
ain't worth it.
It's not like you're still dealing with human beings, you're still dealing with facts. People that have issues, you're still dealing with bipolarness with people, and then you have to be a certain way around certain people to get a mm-hmm. certain place, you have to kiss ass, you have to. I'm like, nah man, this ain't for me, man. I like it in the barbershop where you can say what you feel and feel what you say, and if nobody likes it, then you take it back to the streets. And I hate to say that because it's not the right way to be, but you have that choice, right? And it's not going to affect your future in any form. In corporate world, you have to follow suit. If you don't follow suit, you're not going to get to where you want to get. And then once you get to where you want to get, if you find out that's not where you want to be, it's a cold, lonely world, real cold. And I didn't want to take part in that at all. So if I could leave any message to anybody, is listen to your intuition, understand that you have a purpose, find the purpose, and then be dope at whatever purpose it is that you obtain. And don't do it for the money. Don't ever do it for the money. Because the money is, to me, unnecessary to be happy.
Ooh. Well said.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Well, Gene, my man, I'm so happy that you finally made it on the show. Been wanting you on the show for a while.
Hell yeah.
You've been on the list.
Whenever you guys want, just let me know. I'm here.
Let's do it. We got to have a part two.
Dude, I want to talk about the galaxy. I learned a lot about the galaxy this year.
Yo, I got some gems for you.
Yes?
I got some gems for you.
But don't give me ancient alien stuff.
No. Just galaxy. That's,
okay, guys, when you watch a show, when you read a book, go to the back and see who produced it. Once you see who produced it, you could tell if it's true, if it's a lie, if it's government made, if it's fabricated. If it's an independent artist, is an independent writer, independent director, listen. Because he did his research and he did his thing and he has nothing holding him back.
Don't panic. All right, Gene, thanks a lot for everything, my bro. We definitely got to do this again.
This was great.
I mean, Dre, any parting words?
No, because we're going to continue this very
next
soon.
Week. Oh, I'm going to get
you. That's right.
Make sure you guys tap in.
Tap in. You can find us on all audio platforms. You can find Gene on all audio platforms and on YouTube.
YouTube is what I use the most because I'm not really trying to spawn that fast. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it thorough.
You can't control it. You'd have no control over that.
Yeah, right.
Have fun with that. If we know nothing, you know nothing.
No one knows nothing.
So, Gene is, man, your podcast is really taking off. And I really love the fact that it feels like barbershop talk vibe every single time. So you have to tune in to see what I'm talking about. Find them on YouTube. Is it the same?
Yes, KOS Barber Club Podcast.
KOS Barber Club
Podcast.
Yes, sir. On YouTube. Get that. Listen. Thanks for listening.
Peace.